This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go. It's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show live from the KALC Studios, Denver, right here on a Friday morning. And man, oh man, is it nasty out there. Stay home. Just stay home. Don't go anywhere today. You got to stay home until the snow melts.
Seriously.
Woo! Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
By the way, we're heard on the Odyssey app. You'll get the podcast there later on today, too. So download it. It's free. It's very simple. The snow... Man, oh man, I think they missed it just a little bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
I think there's a little more snow than what was predicted to be. I know when I walked out this morning, now I live near the Ken Carroll area, and I probably have 14, 15 inches of snow this
really?
Morning.
Really?
Yeah, at wow. least. Yeah, it's deep. It's deep. Probably one of the biggest snows we've had in a long time.
Wow, I'd say we only got like probably 7 inches.
It's well over a foot. I know that. It's really deep this morning. And man, driving in, what normally takes me 20 minutes to get into work was an hour this morning. A full hour. I literally left my house at 4:20, got here at 5:20. It was, man, it's a mess out there.
And you always get to play the game of, what lane am I in?
Yeah.
Where are the lanes?
Yeah, well, there was hardly anybody on the road. It didn't matter. Just go.
Yeah.
Just try to go. All right. Take it safe out there this morning because it is slick, lots of snow, and I think the snow is pretty much all over the metro. It just really depends on where you are. If you're west of I-25, really bad. Now, have they opened up westbound I-70?
I-70 at 470 was closed, and now it's open.
C-470 and I-70 going westbound was closed for about 2 hours this morning. And I saw some of the video, and man, oh man, is it backed up there too? You don't expect that many people to be out at this hour, you know, on a snowy day, even more so.
Yeah, I would agree.
But man, there are cars out there, so it's really backed up. It is open back up now, but the going is very slow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and I think there's a big accident in Morrison, too.
Now, I think all this is going to clear out of here later on today, though. I think afternoon, I think we're even expecting some sunshine and high near 40 degrees. So it should clear off by later this afternoon. But, man, if you don't have to be anywhere this morning, don't even try it. DIA, you got delays. You got problems out there. Schools. A lot of schools running late this morning. Many cancellations. I think Douglas County is closed, right?
Yeah, Jefferson County is on a 2-hour delay. Cherry Creek is on a 60-minute delay. And then I think Aurora is on 2-hour delay, too.
It's a crappy Friday morning. But at least it's Friday.
Yeah.
But at least it's Friday. Hey, good morning, Spadell.
Good morning.
I saw you come running in here this morning. You're all excited because you won some money on the hockey game last night.
Dude, I won $190 on a $5 bet.
Nice.
That was a big one.
Man,
yeah.
That's going to take care of your dates over the weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Oh, you're excited.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, look at you. You're a turncoat, man.
You are.
I am. After yesterday, you were all USA.
Yeah, well, now I'm Canada, man. Let's go. Connor McDavid.
David, Nathan McKinnon.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how a little bit of money will change you?
Oh, instantly.
There are football teams that I hate, but man, when I bet on them, all about it.
Country, man.
Your pocketbook. Your pocketbook is much better, or much, you lean that way much more than being patriotic.
Oh, yeah. That was a nice little way to go to bed, for sure.
192, man. All right. Jamie must be running slow today. I mean, we're already at, what, 11 minutes after 6 and no sight?
No.
So I'll bet she's socked in, too. Oh, they probably have a lot of snow.
Dude, coming down from the tunnel? Yeah. There's a lot.
Yeah, with all that traffic. Yeah. And, you know, it's got to be like 2 feet of snow or something. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show just getting started on this snowy Friday. We do have the weekend tickets to give away. We'll do that at 7:45 this morning. Stand by. A lot on the way. It's Friday. You got to love it. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Oh, yeah. The weekend. We got tickets coming up at 7:45 this morning. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
I learned something.
What'd you learn?
I learned that snowplow dudes are dicks.
Why did you learn that? What happened?
Well, I was behind three of them.
Yeah.
All the way from my house. We went 8 miles per hour all the way from my house. And there's a faster lane over on the left. And every time all of us would try to go that way over around them, the guy would turn his wheel and cut it down.
Really? Jerk over there?
He did not. He took all five lanes. All three of them took all five lanes. And they did not want you to use one lane. Not one lane.
So they're road.
They were road hogs. They were pace cars.
Yeah.
And we went eight.
Road hogs.
I should have taken a picture while I was driving because we went eight.
Yeah. Yeah.
All the way here.
I had the same situation. I'm coming up C-470, right? Getting to I-25. And where it parts right there to go south on 25, or you go up and over to go north on 25, or you could take the E-470. We came to that point where we didn't know where everybody was going to go. And so it was like, okay, are they going to go left? They going to go right? But yeah, you get behind one, you're stuck.
I would just like for a snowplow operator to admit that they do that on purpose, because they did not want anybody. I know you're not supposed to pass them anyway, but when there's five lanes and they're taking like four, you figure that one inside lane that's really fast that you could go ahead and go. But that guy did not want any part of it. He turned his blade right in it.
Yeah, I hear you.
Man.
And here's something that we mention every time we get a snow like this. Now, from what I understand, there are portions that are listening right now of the metro that don't even have snow, which is kind of hard to imagine.
Well, not really the metro, more up Fort Collins.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said Brighton, just wet streets.
That's crazy.
So that's metro. Yeah, so there are parts here that doesn't really
have
that much snow.
That's funny. I always think the metro is like Denver in the circle.
The metro is within the, you know, the C-470, E-470 corridor.
Really?
Yeah.
I always thought metro area was like Denver-y circle.
Oh, no. It's much bigger than that. It includes Aurora and all that.
I did not know metro was Aurora.
Oh, yeah, in the metro. Yeah. But, man, if you're on the...
I learned something every day on this show.
If you're on the west side of town, you got a lot of snow. We probably had 7-8 inches by 8 o'clock last night.
Yep, it's crazy. Anyway, my girlfriend, I will tell you this. This is the crappiest part, and I posted this. My girlfriend, her and her family decided to go up for that. What's that? It's that big ski event where they, it's not Gordon. It's called Gronken or something. Anyway, you see how many feet you can get down, straight down. And it's this whole challenge, blah, blah, blah. So they drove up for it. And the crazy part is 6 hours from Denver, metro, 6 hours from Denver to the tunnel, and then the tunnel shut.
Jeez. Oh.
And then she had to go pee. And so she peed by the tunnel.
Hey, I got a question about that. Would you get in big trouble if you got caught on the side of the road using the bathroom like that?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think so, right? Because you could get charged with indecent exposure. But if you're up there and you're stuck in traffic and you've been up there for 6 hours and a cop comes by and you're over there squatting on the side, they're not going to bother you, right?
Well, if you see a yellow spot right by the tunnel... That's my friend's. That's her pee area right there. She had to pee. Yeah.
Do what you gotta do.
She was
take
like,
a picture and send it to us.
Oh, yeah, right?
If you say it.
I'll frame it and give it to her.
Now, all this is going to clear out of here today. We're going to get back to sunshine later this afternoon and 40 degrees for a high. But we're looking near 70 for the next few days. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is going to be
once you get through everything this morning, we're clear for a while. Anyway, all right?
Yep,
so
yep.
Take it easy this morning. Lots of schools that are delayed or closed or, well, you'll get the text, so you'll know exactly what's going on, but there's a whole list of them this morning. There's a lot going on today.
It's very busy.
At least it's Friday. At least
I love Christmas. Yeah. Oh, wait. This is a- It is Friday. But listen, if you can stay home and work from home, do it, because it is a zoo out there.
It's not worth it.
I mean, the drifts and all that. If you have a low-profile vehicle, you're just going to be stuck. Your bumper will be in the snow.
How close were you to seeing calling it quits for today?
Well, I couldn't. I have a Jeep. I couldn't get it out of the neighborhood.
Really?
And then I was like, this is embarrassing. I can't get out of the neighborhood because the snow is so deep. But then I put it in four high, and I was like, okay. Then I crawled right out, and I was like, well, that'd be really embarrassing if I called in and I have a truck that has, you know, four-wheel drive.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I did the same thing. I came out this morning and I thought, well, you know what's going to be embarrassing is that if I call in and say, hey, I can't make it, I got a big truck, you know, and then my wife gets up about 45 minutes later and she drives into work.
Yeah, right? That would be bad.
All of a sudden, it looks bad on me. So I kind of had that guilt trip this morning.
Yeah.
It's like,
but we made it. We made
it. I can't stay home. At what point do we get to stay home, Jamie?
Well, I felt like this was that deep where we did last time.
We were close.
Yeah, today we're close, right?
Yep. I mean, we're right on the edge.
Yeah,
I got a feeling if it goes to 18, 24 inches one morning, I'm staying home probably.
Yeah. Well, I think we were there, though.
We were close.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
It is crazy outside. Stay at home if you get a chance, if you are allowed to, or just call in and ask the boss. I know several of my friends are like, yeah, no. They just
went outside. I
wouldn't
even ask today. I'd just stay home.
Just stay home?
Yeah. Screw it.
Yeah, maybe so.
You can bet you here at work, nobody will come in. We're the only four people in the building.
Exactly. Just hanging out by ourselves.
Nobody's going to come in.
That is
these
guarantee.
People here that work at Odyssey, I got to tell you right now, and I'm going to vent this morning, okay? They're lazy.
Well, they can work from home, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. I just like to be disgruntled.
And if you're going up for that Talons Challenge up in the mountains, I don't know.
I don't know if you'll get there.
I don't either, because they keep closing the tunnel, and then they open it, and then they close it, and then they open it.
Well, they closed for 2 hours at C-470 and I-70. It was closed for 2 hours, so you got to figure that back up alone is going to delay you hours upon hours.
Crazy!
Yeah.
All right, so try to stay home. Anyway, moving on. Let's see here. Well, we know that there was rumors that Taylor Swift helped to get an actress a role on that movie that Blake Lively was on. And now we're finding some audio that, in fact, Taylor Swift did help this chick get on this movie. Here's the audio.
Did I hear that Taylor may have had some influence in getting
this role? Yes, she did. Yeah, I know. I don't even know if I'm meant to be saying it, but I'm saying it. Yeah, she was a helpful part of the process of the audition, which I found out later after I got it, and that rocked my world.
Yeah,
I have no words.
You know, one thing about Blake is that she takes her friends very seriously and really brings them under their wing. How does it feel to be just kind of part of have her in your support system?
I feel so lucky. She is an angel. She is a guiding light. She's a force. She is everything you'd want as a mentor and as somebody to look up to. It's a dream. Yeah.
She's Taylor.
So now it looks like Blake Lively not only took over directing, producing, but apparently she hired a casting director, which was Taylor Swift.
Huh.
That's crazy. crazy.
Man, you and I blew it. When we were doing contract talks, we should have gotten Taylor involved.
Yeah, right?
We would have gotten more.
Let's see here. It says this Baldoni or whatever, he says that not only did he not, I mean, that he alleged that Swift was involved in casting in his January 16th lawsuit, he also says that Lively kind of made him a veiled threat through a studio executive saying that she might change her mind about reaching out to Taylor to secure the use of My Tears Ricochet for the trailer, the song, and if her demands were not met. So yeah. She used Taylor all over the place.
You know, the more I see this story, though, you know, at first I went over to the Baldoni side and thought I was on his side. I'm not a big fan of the Blake now. Now I think they're all bad. I think everybody in this thing might be bad.
I don't think Baldoni is.
Other people that were on the set coming out against him now, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Blake was just trying to strong-arm everybody.
Like. And even saying, like, you might not be able to use that song if you don't do what I say. I mean, that's not cool.
Yeah.
You know? She is not a nice girl. All right, so here's the thing. Justin Bieber shared a really long Instagram message about his spirituality, and in the Instagram story, it was set to Free Fallen by John Mayer. Is this Justin talking, or is this just the song, Schmidl?
Hello? It's just the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so Justin Bieber shared a really weird, long, like, a message. He said, I tried to follow the rules. I'm not good at it, but you don't need to follow rules to enter into a life of love. He's really going through something right now.
Yeah.
I think he is.
Appears to be.
Yep. Elon Musk, he waved a chainsaw. Now, here's the thing. Elon's lost his mind a little bit. Not only has he fathered another child, and he isn't acknowledging that baby mama, but then I guess Grimes, that crazy one that named her kid like XR7XBG, she reached out to him, Elon Musk, and said, this is urgent. Your kid is having a medical crisis, because I guess he wouldn't call her back, so she put it on X. Elon's ignoring his children.
That's crazy.
He only has one favorite one out of 13, is that little boy.
Yeah. You can't do that.
No, you can't ignore
him. You gotta love the other 12.
Well, you can't ignore him. I guess the child's having a medical crisis, and he's so busy, like, waving his chainsaw and being, like, I don't know, up Donald's butt, that he forgot he had kids, I guess. Because he has to be on X. He said, I'm sorry to do this publicly. This is Grimes. But it's no longer acceptable to ignore the situation. She said, you're ignoring my calls as one of our three children is having a medical crisis. Meanwhile, this is what Elon was doing. Number three.
President Milei has a gift for me.
Javier Milei from Argentina. You guys know who that is, right? Why don't we bring him out?
There you
go. He has a chainsaw.
This is the chainsaw for bureaucracy. Chainsaw!
I will say it's a lot better than my electric chainsaw, though.
What was that sound?
That was him just
he's just waving it around,
going off.
I'm kind of impressed he could wave it that high and stuff, because it is. I mean, chainsaws are heavy. If it's a gas-powered chainsaw, they are crazy heavy, and he's waving around.
And this thing's gold-plated.
Oh, wow. It didn't even get to
see that.
Oh, it's
gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
It's really shiny.
It's very nice.
I didn't get to see it.
Gold-plated, man.
Amazon, MGM Studios paid $1 billion for all the creative control of the James Bond film franchise. $1 billion. Here's the news about it. Number four.
It's just the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
Never mind. There's no news about it.
There's a lot of songs in there. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, 77% of Americans are concerned about Chinese ownership of TikTok, but yet they all use it.
Yep.
Yep. And it's back.
It's so funny. It's like we're concerned about it, but then everybody that's concerned about it uses it. So I don't know. All right. There you go. Tableau Trash.
All right. It's the BJ and JB Morning Show. 7:45, the weekend tickets. We've got them to give away. 7:45, you'll have a chance to win the weekend here this summer, and you could be there too.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.